New and stronger laws around dog ownership could be on the way, and our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent Joe McRaley is on the line now to tell us more. The decision to move with stronger legislation, it follows a review, Joe. Can you tell us more about that review and what we can expect?
Yes, Mary, the review was set up last November following an attack on a 9-year-old boy near his home in Enniscorthy in Wexford by a pit bull terrier. That young man, he spent 7 weeks in hospital with severe facial injuries. Now, thankfully, he's recovering from that. And it also then was informed by an ongoing issue with attacks on sheep that have been a problem every year. There's been some very severe attacks indeed on sheep. 50 in Moneygall were killed in County Offaly in December, and 70 sheep were killed in January. So out of all of that, the then Taoiseach Micheál Martin asked the Minister for Agriculture to lead a review on dog laws. An interdepartmental group was set up, and an interim report with 15 recommendations has been put together. That recommends an extra 40 new dog wardens be recruited, a doubling of fines for people if they don't control their dogs under legislation, and also recommendations about a single national database for canine microchips and a database for breeding establishments. And that interdepartmental working group is continuing to look at other issues such as dog licensing.
One of the issues has been that we currently have a number of government departments all involved in enforcing dog laws in the country. Will that change?
Well, that has certainly been identified as an issue that some would say has contributed to the lax enforcement of dog laws. There are three government departments, as you say. The Department of Rural and Community Development is in charge of the Control of Dogs Act. Then the Department of Agriculture is the lead on microchipping. And the Department of Housing then, which is in charge of local authorities, has a role insofar as they employ the dog wardens and operate the pounds frequently, and they oversee policing and enforcement. Now, the working group of officials, which was led by Charlie McConlogue, consisted of officials from agriculture and rural and community development. So it seems like there's some streamlining happening there already, with other departments and officials chipping in when they were required.
You have been getting some reaction, Joe, to what's on the way.
Yeah, well, it's not the first time that reviews of dog laws have taken place. There's been a number in recent years, Mary, and I suppose delivery and enforcement will be the yardsticks by which the recommendations are ultimately judged. And one of the things that has been raised by farmers on a number of occasions in the past, for instance, is that enforcement hasn't been there. The laws are there, the fines are there, but enforcement hasn't been there. And that's what they want to see. Now, we can hear now from Kevin Comiskey, who's the national chairman of the IFA.
Any movement is a step in the right direction. I'd welcome it, and indeed 40 dog wardens is welcome. It's not Dublin, but it's getting close to it. The Dublin of the fines, all these things, they're all welcome. Enforcement will be key, because you can have all the penalties and all the fines in the world, but if they're not enforced, you know, they do fall at the first fence. It has to move quickly, because it has been dragging its heels for a long time now, you know, and the recruitment of the dog wardens has to be immediate. You know, it can't be dragging on for weeks or months. It is human behaviour as well. When you see what happened there in Wicklow recently, you know, you can blame dogs for a lot of things too, but it's responsible ownership and human behaviour is a key thing here.
And that was Kevin Comiskey there, the National Sheep Chairman, ending Joe McRaley's report.